This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to the Vedic Wisdom. Thank you for being with us today. I want to talk to you about what is actually a method to achieve a peaceful society. How do we achieve a peaceful society? We have the situation where everybody has a theory or a formula that they believe is adequate to bring about peace. And generally speaking, it ends up being PC orientated. Be nice to this person, or be nice to those people, or take in unfortunates or refugees. Follow the Ten Commandments, don't steal, don't abuse, but it doesn't bring in peace. We have war raging all over the planet. And we have for the last century or so. The demonic, who like to control and manage and run the planet, do it on such a selfish basis that human life is not of value to them. It's the power and the prestige and the resources that's of value to them. But to the common man, I guess even to the intelligent man, these are like straw soldiers. They have no value. They're like a straw doll. They only give some support for a short period of time. They're only recognized as a value for a short period of time. But when it comes to ethics and morals, standards, principles, vows, they don't value that. We've talked about before how the government, they call themselves a democracy, but they won't do what the people want them to do. The governments of the modern age, they are out for their own profit, for their own independence, and for their own control at the expense of ours. Because then we're like cattle to be managed. Give them this, they'll be happy. Give them that if they get upset. Push them aside, push them down if they encroach upon your having everything you want. So the mentality of the leaders is so bad, you can see why the mentality of the common man isn't advancing. The common man is being thrown into the world of distraction and despair. There's the stupid among us who say, oh, it doesn't matter if I have a smart meter. It doesn't matter if I live near a cell phone tower. It doesn't matter these things if I watch television or my computer screen all the time. What's one more or less EMF on my body? Ignorant to the influence, the subtle influence it has. If you think about it, we all know that the date, time, place of the year you're born has a zodiac influence on the characteristics you exhibit in your life. You're this or that star sign. Well, if you haven't noticed, the stars are a friggin' long way away, and yet they have such an imprint that they can affect the balance of your life. Well, if you got that cell phone stuck to your ear or in front of your face, or you spend your time on your laptop or a computer, or there's a smart meter right outside your kitchen window, and you have the stupidity to say, it won't affect me, just because it's invisible. But if I say, oh, what star sign are you going? Oh, well, I'm a Pisces, I'm a Sagittarius, I'm a... So this ignorance is in society because there's no good leadership. And they aren't propagating peace. They are, the governments are canvassing all of the schools to take the innocent children to war. Join the army, join the navy, join the, see the world and probably get shot at. They're propagating war. Now, the reason is that the modern society is encroaching upon others' property as though it were their own, or that if they can take it by strength, it becomes their own. And whenever this happens by an individual or a group or a country or an army or what have you, It causes a disturbance in the balance of nature. And the balance of nature is on a sustainability platform. This cosmic manifestation is in balance at all times. And so when some repetitively stupid idea, such as encroaching upon others' property, is enacted, it sets it off balance, and it has to then rebalance. That's its nature, to stay in balance. Like a spinning top, it spins and it leans a little this way and a little that way, and it's compensating all the time. And if you touch it, it jumps a little bit, and it starts compensating, and it comes back to a nice central spinning. That's a visual representation of the balance of nature. It's a balance. But we don't have a society that's in balance. Then how can you expect there to be peace? Just like the spinning top leans to the right or leans to the left, we have leaders that steal from the right or steal from the left, or neglect the right or abuse the left, or exploit someone. Just like I said, they're exploiting the children that don't know the dangers and the severity of war, and they're at their school with recruiting officers paying money to entice them. Oh, we pay you big money. You get to go do this or that. We pay you. We give you. We help you. We make your life better. You might get shot and you might die, but that's okay. So, this earth is only a small fragment of the construct of the nature of the universe. And it's protected under the laws of nature, the laws of God. He starts nature in motion, just like you start the spinning top. And he leaves it to stay in balance. And he allows the living entities to interact and move freely during the period of time that the top is spinning, or that the universe is turning, or that the manifestation is there. And we have this, that the living entities, if they understand this, they respect the laws of nature, and they don't encroach upon others' property. They don't neglect that they will be held responsible for the actions they perform. No one can violate the laws of nature and get away with it. Nature will automatically reset the balance. It will return upon you in equal measure that energy that you put out in the beginning as a cause. Cause, reaction. That's balance. So we have the situation where the people are denying that there will be a reaction to what they say, think, or do. If they perceive that someone will, they can push someone or influence someone, they say, oh, that's good, I've made a change in the universe. But then someone will come and try to influence you. They don't recognize that the balance of nature includes them, and that the law of karma is binding them. So the universe is protected by the laws of nature. And the Lord sustains the system remotely. He doesn't have to be there personally. He has his energies, and he sets those energies in motion, and there is a balance created by the interactions of those energies, just like our spinning top example. And nature takes it from there. And you get what you earn. Nothing is missed. You don't get away with anything. There's no get out of jail free card in life. Everything counts. Ultimately, the person that owns everything, and it actually can claim, I am the proprietor of everything, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who created everything. He created nature. It's his. It works under his control. It's his. It has potency because of his delegating that potency. It's his, remote potency. Just like a government agent has authority because he's under the government rule. Similarly, nature has authority over the living entities because he's under the Lord's rule. So the real owner of everything is the Supreme Lord. So are you accepting that everything that's here in the material world is owned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not you? Or are you thinking that anything you can grab and stack and stock up and put in the back of the truck, etc., is yours? If you think like that, you are the type of person who's causing a disturbance in the balance of nature. And if you look at the situation on the planet is led by those kind of people. The businesses are led by it. The schools are led. The governments, local, regional, national. They're all led by those kind of people who think everything you can take belongs to you. And so the balance of nature is completely amiss. Similarly, everybody thinks that eating animals is natural and necessary and normal. But it's a disruption to the balance of nature. The humans are not supposed to eat the creatures they're sent here to take care of. We're stewards of the land and stewards of the lower species. That's why we have hands, to have a controlling energy over the top to take care of everyone. But we've lost the take care mentality. We're simply exploiting, breeding, and killing and eating. In a week, more living entities, more animals are killed than in all the wars in history. We're killing so many animals, millions and millions and millions a week, to feed everybody so that they don't have to get off their butt and go plant seeds and till the land and stay in harmony with nature and help maintain the balance. They simply sit at their computers and play games that teach them how to wage war and fight and steal and kill. That's how perverted the consciousness of the humans has become. Where is the possibility of peace? You take someone off their computer who spent 7 hours killing and fighting and jumping from level to level to level to win the game, and tell them to be patient, to make a selfless contribution, to volunteer, to till the land, to weed a garden, to trim or prune or harvest a tree, they won't even consider it. Ha! Manual labor? Me? So this means that our society is not developing peace. We are killing. Whether we're killing and eating the animals, whether we're killing all the trees and plants, whether we're killing the nation next door, humans have lost their mentality. They're encroaching on everything, they're stealing, and they're killing everything. And then they say, if I have to choose war or peace, I want peace. But you're waging war. You're living a life of being a warrior, killing everything. You're having your food, the poor innocent chickens, killed for you, and you pay them for it. But it's still being done on your account. And the whole situation is askew. The whole balance of nature is messed up because everybody's neglecting their responsibility in the human form of life. If we want peace, we have to change our consciousness. We have to change our attitude. We have to change our contribution. We have to change our values. If we don't do that, don't even consider peace. You're implicated in the warring on other species and the planet and the resources and nature. You will not be spared. The balance of the top will go on no matter which side of it you're on. You will be rebalanced. On a collective basis and on an individual basis, we are required to change our consciousness from selfishness, from greed and anger and envy and lust and cruelty, to God consciousness. Humble, clean, selfless, compassionate, patient, tolerant, understanding, intelligent. That's the real human experience. What we're going through now is artificial to the nth degree. The people are not happy. They're not getting what they want. The leaders they get to choose from are ignorant A, ignorant B, C, or D. But they have no better knowledge than the common man. They're still eating meat. They still think they can take control. They figure all you can pack in the back of the car belongs to you. They don't have any understanding of the balance of nature, the spinning top of the universe. They don't think of it, just like the people don't think of it. Bad leaders makes bad people. Good leaders make good people. We don't have any good leaders. They don't have any knowledge. They don't even accept that they are influenced by and they are controlled by and they are making an input to the balance of nature. So this ignorance and arrogance is leading humanity on the opposite direction of peace. But again, if you ask anyone, yes, I want peace. But how will you get peace if you're acting so irresponsibly? If you're so poorly educated? If you're so dumbed down by fluoride in your public water? If you eat animals that are filled with antibiotics that you don't need to eat to begin with? If you're mean and cruel to all the lower species, you don't even pay attention to your siblings or your friends. You're too busy on your phone. You cannot expect there to be a peaceful result to your life if this is the kind of contribution you're making. Everything around us is illusory. All the values they've given us, all the money they give us, all the support, all the education, all the news, all of it is artificial. All of it is scripted. All of it is intended to make you something they want you to be. And they don't want you to be compassionate, caring, loving people. That's obvious. They want you to be cheating, lying, drug takers, money mongers, women abusers, child abusers. That's the standard that's being allowed. The Vedic literature says you need to cleanse your mind and cleanse your heart from all of this contamination that's been imposed upon you by a misguided society with misguided leaders. It's going to take intense potency. It's going to take a significant contribution, endeavor on your part to find a means to overcome an incoming potency, an incoming confusion that's reigning planet-wide. It doesn't matter if you're in Ukraine or you're in China or you're in Rio de Janeiro or you're in Iceland. Everybody's being bombarded by the same propaganda of fighting and taking and selfishness and greed and lust and anger and envy. It may be presented that, oh, you should hate this leader and like that leader, or vice versa. Some side this, some side that. But the underlying side of it is you're to be a cruel, vicious, selfish, stupid human. That's the standard that's being brought before us. Now, the Vedic literature teaches that is an artificial thing, and it is not who you are. It's not who you're meant to be. It's not your eternal spiritual duty. You want to be spiritual? You want to understand a spiritual life? You want to have a spiritual perspective? You have to give this crap up. How are you going to do that? You must consult an authority in spiritual knowledge. That authority is 100% top of the heap, the Vedic wisdom, Vedic knowledge, Bhagavad Gita as it is. You must consult the Bhagavad Gita. And if you do consult the Bhagavad Gita, you will find that over and over and over it says, in the condition you're in, under the circumstances you're in, you must purify yourself from all the cheating, lying, and contamination that has been covering you since birth. And the only way you can get it off, the prescribed method for this age, is to vibrate a special sound vibration. We're seeing now that there's so many special things that happen with sound. I saw an article the other day where they cut a hole through a rock in a perfect circle about 50, 60 centimeters deep, perfectly, with sound. This is how powerful sound is, because the entire universe is in vibration, and sound is just that. It is a vibration. So just like in chemistry, they consider water the universal solvent. In the structure of the universal solvent is a special sound. And that sound has to be generated from a source outside of the universe, or it's just a material sound. It's just like every other sound. It can't penetrate at all. Maybe it even penetrates some, because we can see that. I can be in one room and yell, and you can hear me through the wall. The sound will penetrate. But when it comes to penetrating the consciousness, the contamination of the consciousness, the bad karma over the soul, it must be a special sound. And it must come from outside of the material tabernacle. It must come from the transcendental world, like we do, eternal transcendental beings, for it to actually heal and help and restore the natural vibration rate of this eternal spiritual being. You, me. And simultaneously, all of the material sounds will be penetrated, cut through, removed from their contamination over the eternal spirit soul. That is what we need. We need that kind of potency. Just like if you've got a piece of wood, you can file it, you can sand it, you can dig at it, you can chop at it, you can use a chisel and a hammer at it, you can use a saw at it, you can use all sorts of ways to try to penetrate that wood. And by using a variety of ways, you end up manipulating that wood into a host of variety of things or objects or tools or images, whatever you see fit, whatever you can. Similarly, the sound vibration from the spiritual world penetrates the wood-like material atmosphere, cuts through it like a saw. Yes, the wood seems hard. Yes, the material perspective of life seems hard. Yes. But with the saw, the wood stands no chance. The saw will dominate. Similarly, the transcendental sound and vibration prescribed for this material world will have effect. The material perspective of life can't stand. It doesn't have a chance. So this particular sound vibration, which is prescribed in the Vedic literature, which was inaugurated by the Lord as an incarnation, which is protected by an unbroken chain of spiritual masters, which is delivered to the humans in the society for them to use for their own emancipation, is called the Great Mantra for Deliverance, the Maha Mantra. 16 words, 2 stanzas, repetitive to set up a vibration. When the tongue is involved in chanting, the ear is involved in hearing, the chest is involved in vibrating, the whole body comes to a platform of a higher resonance. And the material contamination doesn't stand a chance. The transcendental potency in the vibration is so strong, there isn't even an opportunity, isn't even a possibility of the material contamination remaining. It's stated in Vedic literature that just once chanting the Maha Mantra can liberate you from the contaminations of the material world. It's just a matter of how purely can you chant it. But the potency is there if you can properly employ it. Just like there are people that say garage, all these different pronunciations of one word. And there's a right way and there's a wrong way. So the right way has more universal acceptance. Similarly, if you chant the Maha Mantra as heard from a realized soul who vibrated it correctly for you to hear, and then employ the material contamination that is bothering you, surrounding you, covering you, illusioning you, cannot stand. So you need to use the great mantra for deliverance, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Anywhere you are, under any circumstances, any degree of volume, any tune, but the mantra remains the same, and the focus and vibration gets set up, and you go again and again and again and again, and it becomes just like that saw, and it cuts through the illusion and the contamination that makes you greedy, lusty, angry. This is the delivered message from the transcendental world to the people of this age through the chain of authority in the disciplic succession in the Vedic literature. Chant the Maha Mantra and free yourself from contamination. That is how you will find peace.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.